Since 1984, Cardinal Bernard Law has been the spiritual leader of 2 million Catholics in the Boston Archdiocese. He has been a pivotal force in local and international politics, and he's been in the forefront of public policy issues such as housing and immigration. But all of his achievements have been overshadowed by his handling of the clergy abuse scandal, and today, at the Vatican, he resigned. Over the past year, thousands of pages of uncovered church documents have shown in excruciating detail that Cardinal Law knew about many priests abusing children and allowed them to go on serving. From WBUR in Boston, Monica Brady Myroff reports.
Cardinal Bernard Law was once thought of by church watchers as a possible successor to the Pope. Today, he resigned in disgrace. Father Christopher Coyne is a spokesman for the Boston Archdiocese.
The resignation of Cardinal Law as Archbishop of Boston is just one more moment of sadness over the whole timeline of great sadness and grief that has touched the Archdiocese, beginning with the monumental tragedy of the abuse of children by priests and the failure and the flaws of administration to deal adequately with those moments of abuse.
Law is replaced temporarily by Bishop Richard Lennon, the rector of St. John's Seminary in Boston. Lennon will have full control over the archdiocese until a new archbishop is named by the Vatican. Reaction in Boston ranges from sadness to relief to joy. Patrick McSorley is one of the 86 alleged victims of defrocked priest John Gagan, who settled civil lawsuits with the church for $10 million.
It's about time something has happened where the cardinal has finally made the right decision. All these years he's been sending out these pedophile priests to molest these children and not doing anything about it, not taking any responsibility or being held accountable in any way whatsoever. Now, finally, he has done something that was right to the people and not selfish.
Several groups of lay Catholics, including the Coalition of Catholics and Survivors, have held weekly protests outside the cathedral where Law says Mass on Sundays. Anne Barrett Doyle of the Coalition says his departure was a necessary step.
Cardinal Law's resignation is the first tangible recognition by the church of the seriousness of the suffering of the still untold numbers of people who are sexually abused by clergy. So I think it's a very significant and important event. I think it's really positive.
Throughout this scandal, Cardinal Law has retained the support of many immigrant Catholics. Roger Jean-Charles of the Haitian Multi-Service Center says he's sad to see Law go because he's been such a friend to the Haitian community.
He really follows the example of Christ in terms of being compassionate, in terms of helping the poor, in terms of visiting the sick people, people in prison, and so on and so forth.
On the legal front, Law's resignation does not free him from litigation. The Massachusetts Attorney General has convened a grand jury and says he's found clear evidence of a cover-up of criminal behavior. Law and six other bishops were reportedly subpoenaed to testify. The dozens of civil lawsuits pending against Cardinal Law and church officials are also unaffected. More than 400 people say they were sexually abused by priests in the Boston Archdiocese. Victims' attorney Mitchell Garabedian.
I'm not going away. The victims are not going away. And I want the Vatican to hear that loud and clear. I will continue with the litigation. I will continue representing these victims.
Another attorney for alleged victims says he believes Law's departure will speed a possible settlement. In the meantime, Law will be questioned under oath next Tuesday in connection with a clergy abuse lawsuit. It's unclear how Law's departure will affect the possibility of the archdiocese filing for bankruptcy, a move the Vatican would have to approve. Today, the archdiocese said there is nothing new to report about bankruptcy. Experts on the church say now that Law has resigned, it's unlikely the archdiocese will file for Chapter 11. Law is the first American bishop to resign because of his failure to deal properly with sexual abuse by clergy. He may not be the last, says Richard McBrien, professor of theology at the University of Notre Dame.
Bishops know that if a cardinal archbishop like Law could be brought to a point of resignation, then many bishops will realize that they too could be vulnerable if their priests suddenly go public, as the Boston priest did, and call for their resignation because of their loss of capacity for spiritual leadership.
Law retains his title of cardinal, but has not been appointed to a new position by the Vatican. He's expected to return to Boston this weekend. For NPR News, I'm Monica Brady Myrov in Boston.